Brahms on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham here. We've heard two-thirds of the three B's, Bach and Beethoven. Peter Cornelius first suggested the three B's trinity should be Bach, Beethoven, and Berlioz. But in the Berlin Musical Times, Hans von Bülow first put forth the idea that the triumvirate of music essentials should be Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. And so it has been ever since. In 1854, when Brahms was just 21, he set out to write a symphony in D minor as his first major orchestral work. He sketched three movements and orchestrated the first one, but was unhappy with the results. He tried turning the short score into a piano sonata for two pianos, and he was still unsatisfied. The music was too symphonic for just pianos, but too pianistic for just orchestra. In 1857, Brahms' friend, composer Julius Otto Grimm, suggested he try reworking the music into a piano concerto. Brahms took Grimm's advice, and 2 years later, his first piano concerto was finished. We'll hear it played by Hélène Grémaud. She's recently recorded both Brahms piano concertos for DG. She is very enthusiastic about Brahms. The first piano concerto is one of her favorite pieces for the instrument.
What I find amazing about the D minor is there's something so incredibly raw. There is a dramatic intensity in that piece, which actually you rarely find later on in any of Brahms's pieces to come. It's almost as if later on he's controlling what he's allowing us to see and feel of himself. And in the first concerto, there is none of this. Of course, the circumstances in which the piece was written have an influence on me personally. When you think about his friendship, his relationship to Robert Schumann and Clara Schumann, and the fact that the thematic material from the first movement basically takes roots in this terrible event in Brahms's life, which was the first suicide attempt of his dear friend and mentor Robert Schumann. And so there is something there for me which I always thought, before I even knew more biographical information about Brahms and his life and those circumstances, I always had the feeling that this was a requiem, this first movement. And of course, the second movement is like a prayer. We were talking about this, you know, beyond religion, this absolutely mystical expression of the music. And it's, you know, and he writes to her about this portrait, this gentle portrait, musical portrait of her that he is working on while composing this second movement. And that's what the second movement is supposed to be about. And it's very, very touching. I mean, it's music of wonderful tenderness and fervent, you know, in the expression of his love, but it's really love on the highest possible level. I'm a huge fan of this third movement because for me, it is the precursor of the Rite of Spring. There is something so primal about the vigor, the rhythm, the energy of this piece. Also with this wonderful austerity in the writing, which always with Brahms reminds one of Johann Sebastian Bach in any case. It's just absolutely wonderful. And when he switches to a major tonality, you really feel this you know, spring warmth where everything basically comes to life. So there is something absolutely incredibly vital and exhilarating in this music.
Here is Hélène Grémaud to perform Johannes Brahms' first piano concerto in D minor with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard Johannes Brahms' First Concerto in D minor with pianist Hélène Grimaud.
As far as the Pittsburgh Symphony goes, I mean, especially since, you know, I remember having been here, I think the very first time with Andre Previn playing Beethoven 4 and then with Vladimir Yurovsky playing the Ravel Concerto in G major, and then coming back with Manfred with Mozart Concerto 488 in A major, and then going on tour in Europe with Beethoven 4th playing at the Proms together. And I have to say that every time I find the orchestra magnificent. They're such intelligent, warm-hearted musicians. It's an absolute pleasure. So I feel very privileged to be here this week.
Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Fritz Reiner conducted Brahms' First Piano Concerto with Eunice Norton as soloist. That concert was in 1940. A few years later, Fritz Reiner recorded the Brahms' First for the Columbia label with another of his favorite soloists, Rudolf Serkin. Serkin later recorded the same concerto in Cleveland with George Sell, and it's interesting to compare the two. I'm biased, but I'd take Pittsburgh anytime. Reiner wasn't so happy with the recorded sound he heard from his Columbia recordings in the 40s, describing the piano sound as boxy, but the performance is incandescent and well worth looking for as an LP or compact disc reissue. Hélène Grimaud was born on the 7th of November in 1969 in France. She told John Rockwell in a New York Times interview, "My father came from a background of Sephardic Jews in Africa, and my mother's ancestors were Jewish Berbers from Corsica." Hélène Grimaud entered the Paris Conservatory in 1982, studying with Jacques Rouvier. She won first prize at the Paris Conservatory in 1985, and she won the Grand Prix du Disque with Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Sonata in 1987. In 1991, at age 21, Hélène Grimaud moved to Tallahassee, Florida. It was love that took her there. She had a friend at Florida State University who played bassoon. In 1997, she settled in Westchester County, north of New York City, after she spent some time in Berlin. She now lives in both Switzerland and New York. We've heard Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, the three Bs from the Pittsburgh Symphony in this broadcast. Richard Wagner suggested the holy trinity of the composing world should be Bach, Beethoven, and Bruckner, but that just didn't stick. In a Peanuts comic strip published on the 22nd of February, 1952, when Schroeder began playing the piano, Charlie Brown says, "You've heard of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, right? Well, from now on, it's going to be Schubert, Schumann, and Schroeder." Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Schubert, Schumann, Schroeder. We love them all on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Please join me again and pass on congratulations to your program director for his or her wisdom in adding the series to the schedule. I hope you'll provide some evidence of your presence with us. Remember to write. I'll send you the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Guide and the Reading Light. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again here is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Heinz Hall recording engineer is Harold Chambers. Carnegie Mellon University's Adrian Lotto helped out with script writing. This program is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
PRI, Public Radio International.